Ewan.
Markita.
Do you have your list ready?
I have a list I have to do.
Oh, yeah. It is almost the end of the year, and we need to talk about the best films.
Okay, I'll see you in about a month.
You've made it to another Friday. Your reward? The Cube Critics.
Tell me what you saw this week.
I saw a movie, a creepy, creepy, creepy little movie called Little Joe, which I would thoroughly recommend. Mm-hmm. And it is about, you know, as all good creepy movies, a malevolent plant. It's about this plant biologist who has developed this gorgeous little house plant, which makes you love it.
The plant makes you love it.
It gives your life some meaning to go and look after this plant. But the problem is they think that the plant is not malevolent, but it actually is. She not only loves this plant, she names it Little Joe after her son. And we go into this eerie, once again I'm going to say it, creepy world where you hear Japanese music and everything is pastel colored except for the plant and her hair, which are both bright red. And it's a wonderful, wonderful film. Emily Beecham won the Best Actress at Cannes for playing the plant biologist. Ben Whishaw is in this too as someone who may be her love interest, but maybe a conspirator with the plant. Who knows? It could be about many, many different things. It could be about motherhood. It could be about politics. It could be about medications. It just raises a whole lot of issues. You can put your own fears on top of this story. You'll be thinking about it for weeks.
In a good way?
Not necessarily, but you'll be thinking about it. Little Joe is the name of the movie. What did you see?
Well, I saw The Aeronauts, a movie about hot air balloons.
This is what the world's needing.
I mean, I do appreciate in a world of remakes that there's finally something new. Apparently, this is an area Hollywood has not treaded too frequently before.
Well, I think Georges Méliès, actually some of the very first movies did have hot air balloons, but let's move on.
Okay. Recently.
Anyway,
this version stars Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones, and it's about...
Good cast.
Yeah, it's set in London in the late 1800s, and it's about this hot air balloon flight that broke all these world altitude records. It is very loosely based on reality, one thing being that one of the pilots of this hot air balloon was a woman at the time, which is probably pretty unlikely just given how women were treated slash continue to be treated. But it is an interesting little lark. You see how people who discovered some of the things we take for granted today were treated at the time. Hot air balloons were a big, big part of meteorology, but the first person to bring it up, of course, was looked at like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little family movie. It's entertaining. It's not too scary. It's rated PG-13. I think if you have little kids and you're looking for a fun family film, this is a good one to go to.
How is Eddie Redmayne? I mean, he's now very much linked to the Harry Potter universe.
I can get past it. I can see past it. I can see him, you know, as another role. And I think Felicity Jones does a really, really good job, too. She makes a convincing pilot, even though it probably didn't happen.